AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It's not all Trump on Tuesday night. Senator Ted Cruz has just won the Republican presidential primary in Idaho. But Donald Trump did sweep to victory in the Michigan and Mississippi primaries, while Michigan was an upset win for Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton. The AP's Mark Smith reports.
The billionaire businessman says the results show the Stop Trump crowd is going nowhere.
Every single person that's attacked me has gone down.
In Michigan, he led John Kasich and Ted Cruz by a dozen points. On the Democratic side, Sanders' margin over Clinton was a slim one.
Kind of repudiated the polls that had us 20, 25 points down a few days ago.
Speaking in Miami, Clinton trained her fire on the GOP.
Every time you think it can't get any uglier, they find a way.
And thanks to an easy win in Mississippi, overall, Clinton will pad her delegate lead. Mark Smith, Washington.
Republican John Kasich says he's very pleased with the results of Michigan's primary, despite the race for second remaining too close to call between Kasich and Cruz. The Ohio governor says he's feeling strong ahead of his state's primary.
With the contest going forward, the three of us competing for the delegates that remain, we are in a virtual dead heat among those who have yet to decide.
Dozens of officers have been searching farmland in central Missouri for a man suspected of killing a person at a nearby house, just hours after fatally shooting four others at his neighbor's home 170 miles away in Kansas. Missouri Highway Patrol Sergeant Scott White.
Based on the preliminary information, this is a person that potentially killed five people. He ended up here in Montgomery County, unfortunately for the fifth homicide. And as far as the information we have right now is that he's armed and dangerous.
Sound courtesy WTVI-TV. Several schools were placed on lockdown. This is AP Radio News. A threat of severe weather continues for parts of Texas, says forecaster Rich Thompson with the Storm Prediction Center.
Primarily, it's just been occasional damaging winds and some large hail, some of that up to about baseball size in central Texas.
The National Weather Service has confirmed a damaging storm that struck a mobile home park in the small North Texas town of Tolar was a tornado, two people injured. And authorities near Houston say they've recovered the body of a man whose canoe capsized as he was fishing in a bayou near Galveston Bay. The South Carolina Senate has cleared the way for a bill banning abortion past 19 weeks to become law. The AP's Shauna Adcox has details on the measure.
The bill says that you can't legally have an abortion in South Carolina with limited exceptions, that being the mother's life is in jeopardy or a doctor determines that the fetus basically will either be stillborn or die moments within birth. There are no exceptions for rape or incest.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.